Son, ¿se oyó para mí?
A ver, ya, thank you.
Your permission.
Thank you.
With permission of Mr. Berkovich.
Permission of the car for.
In a way, if I may say, this Shabbat is the most important Shabbat of the year. And it's crucial about it. It's Shabbat called Parashat Shkalim. We're going to take a second Sabbatah. We're going to read a paragraph about Shkalim. Machatzit HaShekel. The text reads, Bet Hashem Tazmosh Rabbeinu like this. Kisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael. The explanation is when you're going to lift the head of Am Yisrael. You lift the head of Am Yisrael. So what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to give a kapara. It is a kapara. And each person has to give half a shekel, half a coin. Torah says that each person is not allowed to give more. A poor person is not allowed to give less. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam, that Hashem means like this. I understand a rich person doesn't have to give more. He's not allowed to give more. But what does it mean a poor person cannot give less? There's no such thing in the Torah that if somebody doesn't have money, he has to get money to fulfill a mitzvah. A person, Hashem, has no money, he is exempt from everything. He doesn't have to have tefillin, not tzitzit, not sukkah, not shofar, not lulav. Nothing. Hashem does not expect you to go and borrow money to do a mitzvah for him. No matzah, no korban pesach, nothing. You got money? Exemption. From Hashem, from the Torah, is only one mitzvah, machatzit shekel. You must participate in this mitzvah. No excuse for you. Because I have no money. Zero. You have to go rent yourself. You have to go put your clothing in a pawn shop. Go collect money, do whatever you got to do. Medim will come to your house, knock on the door. It says, half a coin, say, I haven't got it. It says, they're going to take your shirt away, not the shirt, the jacket. Take the jacket, they might take the furniture. You must participate. So what's important? Is it more important than Korban Pesach? Is it more important than Tefillin? No. It's the only mitzvah in the Torah that you must participate in this mitzvah. Very strange thing. It's a kapara. What's a kapara? Well, according in the Torah, when you read it, the Gemara says Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to collect half a coin, three times half a coin. One half a coin is to count the people, one half a coin is for the sacrifices, and one half a coin for the base of the pillars in the Mishkan. In Bet HaMikdash, and this is the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, and it's the Rambam, it's a special halacha. In Bet HaMikdash, people had to send half a coin before Pesach, and came Pesach time, whatever was left in the bank of the Bet HaMikdash was not used. From now, you have to use the new one. It's called Truma Chadasha. It's the halacha. People used to come to Bet HaMikdash, give half a coin in the tzedakah box. They used to put tables on the streets. First Rosh Chodesh Adar used to announce. It's our custom to read Parashat Shkalim this Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar. People used to announce. Ve'echad b'adam ha'chashmim al Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh. Ve'din used to announce Shkalim, Shkalim, Shkalim. People used to sit on the streets and collect. And eventually it gets closer to Pesach. They still knock on the houses. You come and arrest people. Where is your machatzit shekel? Where is your vaccine card? Where is it? You see, you don't machatzit shekel. They force you to give it. Let's start now. That's Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so what's really what the whole thing started from? Says the Gemara, lechaper nafshotechem. This is a kapara for the golden calf. I said, since we did the golden calf, Hashem said each one should give half a coin, and that half a coin is a kapara. Comes the Gemara and says a few statements about it. Statement number one, the Gemara says, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a kapara for the golden calf. Moshe, before Hashem told him that this is half a coin, Moshe said, oh, kapara for golden calf. Talking about billions and billions and billions. To have a kapara, what you did, Abu Dazara, who knows how much Hashem is going to ask from you. And then the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not the way you think, half a coin. Says the Gemara, still Moshe did not understand. Still Moshe said, I don't understand. Kapara for golden calf, half a coin. What do you mean half a coin? Gemara says, it says in the Torah, says, Zayit, no? HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his finger pointed out and told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is. So this is what? Says the Gemara, Hashem took from under his chair a coin. Of course, in Shamayim, as everything is spiritual, it's invisible. When it comes here, it becomes visible, like rain, like the man. So Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a piece upstairs, a coin made from fire, from under his chair. Moshe said, now I understand what it is. I'll tell him, Israel, here's Parshat Shkalim, but you have to give half a coin, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is, what does it mean it was under the chair of Hashem? Hashem is a safe deposit box over there. What do you mean Hashem has under his chair? What do you mean under his chair? Why Hashem doesn't have it on top of him, next to him, in his bank, in his pocket, under his chair? And then Moshe was convinced, as Moshe didn't understand, I understand. Why do you understand better than that? Because Hashem showed you a piece of coin, made of fire, so you understand. The question is, that thing that you did, the golden calf, is a major, major sin. And Moshe had a doubt how much is going to be the kapara. And should have a coin? He said, don't get it. Okay, Hashem showed you a coin from fire, half a shekel. He said, I got it. You got nothing. Same question. But how can you understand now? So what if Hashem showed you a coin from a fire? What does it mean? I don't know. We'll see later what it means. But anyway, even if it is from fire, so what does it mean? For such a sin, Moshe thinks much, much bigger punishment than that. No. Then comes the Gemara with another statement. The Gemara says that Moshe one day asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe before he died, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will die, who is going to remember me? That's just a question by itself, needs to be explained. Moshe is the most humble person in the world who wants people to remember him. When they make unveiling for him. So the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when they're going to take out the Torah, Parashat Shkalim, everybody's going to remember you. Why do they remember me in Parashat Shkalim? Every time it says in Torah, Dabir Hashem Moshe Lemor, Torah is full. Hashem spoke to Moshe, spoke to Moshe. Here's the same thing. Hashem spoke to Moshe, he said, listen, when you lift the head of Am Israel, he says, that's what you have to do, a coin. Okay, fine. So Hashem said to Moshe, when you're going to die, Am Israel is going to remember you with Parashat Shkalim, not with giving the coin. While they're reading the Torah, they remember you. While they remember you, they read the Parashat every week. Since Parashat Shmot, almost every Parashat, we have Moshe's name. So from the whole Torah, the Gemara says, Hashem answered Moshe, Parashat Shkalim. But just from this already we see how important Parashat Shkalim is. If Hashem chose and Hashem said, they're going to remember me from Parashat Shkalim, you can tell how important Parashat Shkalim is. Parashat Shkalim, okay, fine. The Gemara says, well, I want to ask you something else. If Hashem wants to lift Am Israel, to lift them, this is exactly the words of the Torah, Kitisa. Kitisa means to lift. So the Gemara says, if Hashem wants to lift up Israel, what is supposed to do? The Gemara says, no, look at the Torah. It says, half a coin, they lift up. Can you lift up Israel? Gemara says, yeah. Forget about kapara, what we said before. We're talking about lifting now. I don't know what it means yet. We'll see later what it means, lifting. But the Gemara says, lift up Israel, machatzis a shekel. You give up a shekel, You read in Parashat Shkalim, when you give us the shekel, Am Yisrael is going to be lifted. What does it mean? It's a Gemara. Must be something important. How important is Shkalim? How important it is? As Purim is coming, and comes the Gemara with a statement. Masechet Megillah, Ma'ar says, Rish Lakish, one of the Chachamim said, a statement like this. Galu, I say it in Hebrew, not translate word by word, because it's very crucial, that the sentence. Galui, it's revealed. V'yadua, known. Bifnei, in front. Misha, Amar, whoever said, V'haya Olam, the world was created. Of course, the first to Hashem. But he doesn't say that. He doesn't say, was revealed and known to Hashem. That's the way you should speak. If you want to say something, you don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Shacharit, you say Baruch Shamar Vaya Olam. You say, it's known to Hashem. He doesn't say that. He said, it was revealed and known, Lemi She'amar, whoever said, V'haya Olam, the world was created. So we're talking about creation something. Okay, we don't know what it is yet. Okay. What was revealed and known? Haman is coming. And Haman is going to offer Achashverosh 10,000 pieces of silver. Aseret alafim kikar kesef. We don't know what's the secret behind it, but just on the surface, the Megillah, tells you, Haman came to Achashverosh and said, well, we don't want the Jewish people. I don't know what Haman thought in his head, how are we going to have ways without the Jewish people? But Haman said to Achashverosh, we don't need them. We don't need them. Let's get rid of them. And Haman offered Achashverosh some amount of silver, that is 10,000 pieces of silver. And with the Megillah said, Aseret alafim kikar kesef eshkol al yedei osei melacha, it's like shkalim. Says the Gemara, what was behind it? Why Haman wants to give 10,000 pieces of silver? I said, if you can only to calculate. It's a trick how to calculate it. But the Gemara says, Haman and Achashverosh both knew all the secrets of the Torah. And Haman was very rich because he looted. Beit HaMikdash, he was in the army of Yimach Shimon Nebuzaradan. When they burned Beit HaMikdash, Haman went downstairs to the basement and looted everything. And that's why he has so much silver and gold. And he offers it to Achashverosh, and his idea was that the amount that he wants to give Achashverosh is equal to the 600,000 people each one gives Machatzis Shekel. Even though the calculation is not exactly, but Chachamim fixes it. Tosfot Masechet Megillah said, listen, you read the Megillah, Haman wants to give Achashverosh 10,000 pieces of silver. He says, why the Megillah says it, and why Haman wants to give it, is because he is giving Shekalim to Achashverosh. You don't know what it means yet, and you will know later. But let's see the Gemara says. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi She'amar Vaya Olam, he knows that Haman is going to offer Shekalim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Machatzis HaShekel. It means we are ahead of Haman. Haman is going to come to Achashverosh, he's going to offer him 10,000 pieces of silver, and Hashem said, forget about it. The Jewish people already have Machatzis HaShekel before you. It means it's too late. You came too late with it. I mean, we're ahead of him. Let's look at Gemara. Again, now we know that Purim has to do a lot with Machatzis HaShekel, with this coin. And not only that, sounds from that statement that if Hashem would not have given us the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel and everybody must participate, then Haman's so-called 10,000 pieces of Shkalim would have made a difference. Hashem canceled so-called Haman's thought, Haman's idea, whatever he had, we don't know yet what he had in mind. What Shekalim is to do with Achashverosh. But it was very dangerous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shlok, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem so-called excuses himself and says, listen, don't worry about it. Haman wanted. how crucial it is. Megillah tells us when Haman, when Mordechai found out the decree, and he saw the notices, the execution notices, he came to the palace. He came to the palace with clothing torn, and Esther sent Hatach, Daniel, to ask Mordechai what's going on. Esther did not know anything. And Mordechai tells her, here, you see, this is the execution notice. And also he tells her what was the dialogue and the discussion between Haman and Ahasuerus. And he tells her that Haman offered Ahasuerus the shkalim. Even though at the end, Ahasuerus told Haman, I don't need it, you keep it. But this secret meeting between Haman and Ahasuerus, Mordechai Beruach HaKodesh knew, or maybe Eliyahu HaNavi told him, that he should know, that Parashat HaKesef, Asher Amar Haman, you should know, Haman had plans, Haman Shkalim. I said, why tell Esther this? Who cares about this? What does it mean exactly? The question, execution notice? Fine. A dialogue between Haman and Ahasuerus, you see how crucial that subject was, that Mordechai mentioned it to Esther, even though it doesn't matter if yes shkalim, no shkalim. Still, Hashem put in the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, to tell you that's what it is. Shkalim had a tremendous power. At least it's Chachamim say, Parashat Shkalim, because the Shabbat Bezot Hashem is not just to read it, you know, it's the Yotzat, you know, it doesn't happen, but Hamigdash people just give Shkalim. No, no. Shkalim is a powerful thing. Shkalim is something that Chas Shalom would not let us escape from the decree of Haman. And again, we don't know what it is. No, it is nothing. Come to Arisa, he said, you know what, Pasuk Shkalim is very important. It fixes the first letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud, Chochma, it's called. Hashem has four letters, Yud, and Hey, Vav, and Hey. He says, Shkalim is the first letter of Hashem. I still don't understand. Hashem said, well, you know, Yud is just also a symbol of Olam Haba. This world was created with the letter Hey, Olam Haba with the letter Yud. So you want to get to Olam Haba one time? Says, after Mashiach will come, it's going to be Yom HaDin HaGadol. Hashem will rejudge the world, the dead ones will rise, and it can be Olam Haba. You see, Olam Haba is the entrance of Olam Haba, on the gate it says letter Yud. Says, Dari, you know, yet letter Yud. It's Parshat Shkalim is yet letter Yud. That's important, but I still don't understand what it is. It's on a clues. I don't know what it is. Am Chachamim tell us the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe to come upstairs after Hashem said the Ten Commandments. He tells him, you come upstairs, I want to give you tablets, Luchot. On the Luchot, I wrote the Ten Commandments. The Megillah says, while Hashem was saying Ten Commandments, with his finger, Hashem wrote the commandments on the tablet. Hashem calls Moshe, tells him, I want to give you the tablets. Moshe goes up to Shomayim, he stays there for 40 days. On the 40th day, Hashem tells him, see, the tablets I want to give you, but I don't think you should take it. Because you don't know what I know. I'm telling you downstairs now, I misread the golden calf. Don't take it. Moshe said to the listener, I was here. You told me to come up to take the tablets. Let me take the tablets. We'll see what to do downstairs. I came here. I've studied over here for 40 days with you. And the tablets contains the whole Torah because there are 620 letters in the Ten Commandments. The 613 plus 7 mitzvot rabbanan. I would like to take. Hashem said, don't take the tablets. Don't take. Moshe said, please, please, please. And the Gemara says, so-called Moshe took the tablets, he's coming, diving down, he sees the golden calf, he breaks the tablets, says the Gemara, why do you break the tablets? The Gemara says, because Moshe saw the letters of the tablets flying. And then just piece of material, whatever it's called, the stone, and he broke it. Of course, the Gemara says, I want to explain to you exactly what happened. When Hashem finished teaching Moshe, and the tablets are ready, and before Amisad did the golden calf, Hashem is ready to give it to Moshe, so that in the text, when you read the Torah, in the text, it says, when Hashem bechaloto ledaberito, bechaloto, when Hashem finished, so-called. Says the Gemara, well, if you read this letter, bechaloto, it's like kalato, a bride. So when we ask, what is this bride here? How does that tell you what it is? Moshe, while he was in Shamayim, he so-called became a person that he got a title that he is a groom. And the luchot that Hashem gave it to him is like a bride. Like a chatan. Like a chatan. Gets a bride. Moshe got a bride. Hashem emphasizes in the Torah. You should know. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu is? He's a groom. And you know who is the bride? Tablet. And now Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I'm made to give you the tablet. It's not a tablet. It's that piece of tablet. This is the bride for Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, when Hashem is ready to give it to him, Hashem says, hold it, I'm not giving it to you because I see downstairs the golden calf. And then Moshe takes it and Moshe breaks it. So, statement one, number one. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Moshe came downstairs and he saw the golden calf and he broke it and he grounded it and he told them, Israel, well, it's we did a major scene. I'm going to go upstairs to Hashemayim, I'm going to fly right back, and I'm going to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem said He wants to kill all of you. He goes up to Hashemayim, he stays there for another 40 days. He started Shiva Zev Tammuz until a day before Selichot, before Rosh Chodesh Elul. Before Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe prayed 40 days. He didn't stop praying for us. You know, just for this, as appreciation everybody has to appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu. And the disaster is, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu died. The Ifkut of Bet Israel doesn't say, call Bet Israel. And Aaron died. Aaron was a very nice person. Hello, everybody. Hello. The Tzadik, Rachel Tzadik, Scottish Kodashim. But because he was nice to everybody, when Aaron died, to emphasize, everybody cried for Aaron. Very nice. You laugh. But the chutzpah that we had when Moshe died, a lot of us didn't cry. Anyway, Moshe was too tough for us. I'm not crying for him. It's because of Moshe we are here. Moshe, everything, not only that part, but especially that part that we have to appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu. 40 days he pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for the golden calf. Until it came the day before Selichot. And in the text, everything in the text, in the Torah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I'm going to, let's say, to semi-forget about it. What I want you is to go downstairs and get me the same size and weight of the same tablet that you broke. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you something. It's like if you want to, to compare it to what we call Olam HaAsiyah. It says, likewise was a king and was married and he heard some Lashon Hara about his wife and was some the maid and this. So the king decided he wants to send his wife away. And you're not for me. There are too many gossip on you on Facebook. I don't need you. And then the Gemara says, the best man, the Shushvin, it's called in Hebrew. In Hebrew said, no, they don't know what Shushvin. I said, so-called the best man that made the wedding, and asked the king, "What's going on?" The king said, "Listen, I don't. My wife is not good for me." So he took the ketubah and tore the ketubah. His best man tore the ketubah. Okay. Later, all of a sudden, the king started to think. He says, "Well, the whole thing is Lashon Hara. The whole thing is the whole Facebook is Lashon Hara. The whole thing is gossip Lashon Hara." So he started to investigate. Well, it wasn't my wife's fault. It's somebody, a maid over here. So he called his best man and said, listen, you tore the ketubah, right? I haven't told you to tore the ketubah. You tore it, right? Well, I decided I want to get back my wife. So what I need from you is to rewrite the ketubah and I'll get back my wife. Says the Gemara, oh, it is? That's what it is. After Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, we got engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he was saying Ten Commandments, we got engaged. Then we did the Golden Calf. And of course, Golden Calf started with the Erev Rav, with the few hundred thousand millions that came out of Egypt with us. That Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't take those magicians with you. And those magicians, they threw a plaque inside this hot gold that Aaron was cooking, and the golden calf stood up, and then Hashem was very angry, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was so-called told the Ketubah, he broke the tablet, and then Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with the Kaddish for 40 days, and said, it wasn't our fault exactly, we just, you know, we were tempted by the, what's called Erev Rav, those people against religion. And Hashem said, okay, Moshe, therefore, Moshe, please go downstairs and get me the tablet. Get me and bring it upstairs. I'm going to rewrite on the tablet whatever was written in the first tablet, almost the same. And then you're going to go down, and Moshe, with first day of say, the chot went up to Shomayim. This is our custom to say Sechot, because that is when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I'll let it go. Go get me tablets. Moshe stayed in Shemaim again 40 days. This is our custom for Selichot, 40 days until Yom Kippur. From Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippur. That's the power of Selichot. Soon we'll find out the secret behind it. And Moshe stayed there for 40 days. After 40 days on Yom Kippur, Moshe came downstairs with the second tablet. And then he told us about the Mishkan. And we're going to build the Mishkan. And we're going to put the tablets inside the Ark. And it's called Mishkan HaYadut. This Mishkan and Bet HaMikdash is the tablet. That's the story on the surface. Okay. The real information and the secret of it. The first tablet was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first Friday, twilight. Sarah Dvarini Rubin HaShmashot, the Gemara says, before Hashem finished creation, Hashem made the last thing, 10 things. One of them is the tablets. And one of them is the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. The well of Miriam, the Mishnah has a list, the Gemara brings the Mishnah. So again, Hashem made the tablet on the first Friday in the afternoon, before sunset. The first Friday, after Adam Rishon ate from the tree, Hashem made the tablet. He says, what is exactly the tablet? I understand. Why Hashem waited to make the tablet in the last minute, before sunset on Friday? What's the importance about it? And what is it Hashem is making it? For what Hashem is making it? Tablet, what? That's right. So what's the tablet from? The Gemara says the tablet, the color of the tablet is blue, like the color of the chair of Hashem, like the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the cloud that Hashem appears all the time, is blue. Like the ocean, like the sky, like the tzitzit. The color of the tablets, blue. In English, it's called sapphire. Sapphire. Right. Sapphire. The size of the sapphire. The size. Remember? No. The whole shoe was because of Mr. Levy. It's because of Sam. Sam and Moshe made the whole shoe.
The Levy started.
Mr. Levy started. But you and Moshe, all time.
And how is he over to the field?
Back in the beginning. It's only you and Moshe.
Moshe would have remembered.
So the size of that tablet was 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters. That's the piece. And it's a square. It was not like a round, a square.
It's two pieces.
Two pieces. And the weight was the same weight as the water in the mikveh. 40 sa'ah. That's how Hashem made the tablet. Okay? Again, Hashem could do whatever he wants. But what's behind this thing? So Hashem made this tablet. Okay? At least Hashem had this tablet until Hashem came 2,000 years later, more than 2,000 years later, after creation. Avraham Avinu was born 1947 for creation. And from Avraham Avinu until we got the Torah, it's 400 years. From Yitzchak's birth, almost 400 years. A bit more. Okay. Hashem kept the tablet. Kept the tablet. Now Moshe is going up to Shomayim after Hashem sent him commandments, and Hashem is going to write on the tablet while he was saying the Ten Commandments, and here's Moshe Rabbeinu ready to take the tablets downstairs. Came with Rabbeinu Zia, said, I want to tell you this big secret. And not this tablet is from. The second sentence in Sefer Bereshit, when Hashem created this world, it says like this. Earth was deserted. The wind of Hashem flying over, floating on the water. The whole galaxy was full of water. There was no earth yet. It was earth, but inside the water. And Hashem floats on the water. Bekiseh HaKavod. That's the explanation of those words. Ruach Elohim, the wind of Hashem, flying over the water. What do you mean? Hashem flying with the wind? Hashem's wind? I said, no, over here it means something else. Soon we'll know what it is. But the Gemara says, you know what it means? Hashem has a chair. Again, the chair of Hashem is blue. And Hashem is on the chair. He is flying over the water, and earth is inside the water. It's the whole galaxy is full of water yet. It's not, you don't see earth now, right now. Hashem is flying over. From the time of Uzziah, I'll tell you what happened. When Hashem flew over the water, after Adam Rishon ate from the tree on Friday, Hashem took a piece from the chair, the size, 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters, the chair is blue, and therefore the tablet is blue, because the tablet is a piece from the chair. And that tablet, Hashem is holding. He's holding. After Adam Rishon ate from the tree. I said, what's the secret behind it? Why Hashem is making a tablet right now? Well, the Gemara says, I tell you. When Am Yisrael said, Naseh v'nishma, then Hashem decided to give us the tablet. Because the tablet is a piece of the chair. So you should know that Hashem's chair is like a puzzle. You have a puzzle, you need a piece to complete the puzzle. Hashem's chair is like a puzzle. Now Hashem took a piece out of the puzzle. He's holding the piece. He's holding the piece. He said, okay, Moshe, come upstairs. I want to give you the piece. The piece is from the chair. Well, I'll tell you about this. Hashem said, I wrote on the piece the whole Torah. But you go downstairs before we did the golden calf. And you take this piece. I'm going to give it to you soon. I'm not giving it to you. At the end of the 40th day, I'm telling you what the plan is. You're going to go downstairs, you're going to make a mishkan, you make an ark, you put this in the ark. You put this piece, this tablet in the ark, this is a piece of my chair. A piece of my chair, and the chair I created before I created this world, I created my blue chair, and that, it means the mishkan. By the way, one day is going to be Bet HaMikdash in Yerushalayim with the same system. Because Bet HaMikdash, what we call Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash means holy, holy. What's holy, holy? I tell you what it is. It's the piece, that piece, this piece from my chair is going to be in the ark over there. I mean, that's the Torah. The Torah has the Bet HaMikdash, was inside. It's the holiest of the holiest. The Kohen Gadol used to go there once a year, Yom Kippur. Hashem is there. What is Hashem? Is there? I think Hashem is there. You understand? Hashem's chair, the piece that complete the puzzle, the chair is missing it. But Hashem said, listen. But I want that piece to stay here because that is my connection to you. I want to be next to you. The Shekhinah should be here. We know why. Because the Torah is piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael and the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one unit. It's where in Beit HaMikdash you see a Mitzvah Kitzah of Beit HaMikdash. Hashem has come to Beit HaMikdash. Why? Why? Where is Beit HaMikdash? You know Beit HaMikdash? Beit HaMikdash is called something. It's called Mishkan HaYadut. It's holy, holy. So what's holy? You know what's holy? You have a piece of the cherry inside. That's the secret. And Hashem wants in Yerushalayim. I said, what is it? It says Hashem is there. Where's Hashem? Where the Shekhinah? Shekhinah is there. Hashem is there because Hashem has a piece of his chair over there. Hashem Kisachar Olam. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very important. As you see, the second sentence, Sefer Bereshit, that Hashem is on the chair. He floats on the water with his chair. This is what the Torah tells you. This Hashem is very, is connected to his chair. By the way, the Gemara says, the Gaon Mevilna explained, and the second sentence in Megillat Esther. כשבת המלך אחשוורוש על כיסא מלכותו השם שושן הבירה. זה מגילת אסתר starts with the story. בשנת שלוש של מלכו אחשוורוש is making a party. So what's the party? הוא מבין לזה, the party is because אחשוורוש so called was trying unsuccessfully, but he is the chair of שלמה המלך. שלמה המלך made his chair so called an image of Hashem's chair. Image. And Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar took the chair and in transit was no insurance, the chair broke. And now Iran passed, took over Iraq, and the Hashemesh found the chair over there. It is the chair of Shlomo, and the chair broke. And Hashemesh brought the chair to Shushan. As this is Keshevet HaMelech HaKashverosh Al Kisri Malchuto. HaKashverosh is sitting on the chair. Says, who cares what the Megillah tells you? He says, oh, you don't understand it. This chair is really the chair of Shlomo. And the chair of Shlomo was made so called in the same shape of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the same wisdom. And now HaKashverosh sits on that. It means that HaKashverosh thinks that he is so called Shlomo. It's not his Shlomo, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the secret of it. Because the chair of Hashem is very important. Let's say all the time, Kelim Hashem al Kisei Rachamim. What do you say in the Tefillah all the time? Hashem's chair, Hashem's chair, chair. What do you call Hashem's chair? No, no. The chair is something connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. This is the chair of Hashem. And that piece of tablet, that's the secret, is a piece of Hashem's chair. Okay. Very nice. Comes the Gemara of Tzema. I want to explain to you something. After Adam Rishon, that did what he did, this is a damage in the chair. A damage in the chair. Because the chair is shown Kisim Malchuto, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam HaRishon, whatever he did and Chava did, it means they betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a damage in the chair. Likewise, if you remember, Amalek did the same thing. The Gemara says, Na Kiseh Shalem, and Hashem Shalem, and Parashat B'Shalach, and Purim, and Ganemid, in the morning about Amalek. So what did Amalek do? This is Amalek's so-called damage, so-called the legs of the chair. Adam HaRishon damaged the chair, we don't know where, but Chachamim said he damaged so-called the bottom of the chair, the seat. The Hashem seat, so-called, of course it's spiritual, but it is something. Okay, fine. Come after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, and he cut a piece. 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters from the blue chair piece, he's holding it. I said, okay, let me see what's going to happen in the future. Lam Yisrael came and said, Nasev Nishma. Hashem said, okay, you can come, all of you, and I'm going to write on that piece of my chair the Torah, and that, so called, I'm going to deposit downstairs. And my chair, so called, is almost complete. It means the piece is not lost. It says the puzzle is not together, but it's called together because I want that piece here, and that is going to complete my chair. That's the secret. So that's the tablet. That's Hashem calls Moshe up to Shammai. He said, "Miss, I have a tablet." Moshe said, "What's this tablet?" And this is a piece for my chair. A piece for my chair that I broke from my chair. Adam HaRishon disobey my command, and because you, Am Yisrael, said Nasev Nishma, and it says, and you, Moshe, are the so-called the leader, and you so-called the one that you believe in me so much, and you so-called you are next to me, and so-called, let me tell you something, you are the groom, and that piece is the bride, is connected to you. Here, Moshe, take the piece from my chair, and you're going to go downstairs with it, and you're going to make a Mishkan, you put this in the Mishkan, and the world is completed, and Mashiach is here. Moshe comes downstairs, of course, he breaks it. Brexit. Brexit again now, this is because we need a golden calf. It means the chair is broken now. The piece that we need for the puzzle is not here no more. And of course, Moshe broke it because the letters flew. Okay, doesn't matter now. But that piece is needed to complete the chair. Now the chair is missing, that 60 centimeters by 6 centimeters. Okay, that is and was the sin of the golden calf. The sin of the golden calf was not that they said this is gone. This is a joke. Hashem laughs at people. Can you imagine somebody comes home and tells his father, I have a new god, I don't know who it is, and he says, he's my puppy. I bought a puppet. He's outside, you know. This is my new god. He said, this is, you just bought it, this is your god. He says, by the way, you have to take him to a psychiatrist. Are you serious about it? I'm Israel said, you see this? This golden calf took us out of Egypt. Are you serious about it? And the sacrifice and the kiss it. He says, Meshugoyim. People are idiots. It's not, Hashem is not upset. It's a person, a sinner. It's something, it's a lunatic. Hashem is not upset at him. There's something wrong with you. If you take Prozac, you have to put him in a sanitarium. I mean, if it was something, you know, serious, I understand Hashem is upset at somebody. You do something against Hashem. But if you say, this took out of time, are you serious? I don't understand what you're saying. Why Hashem is so upset? Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's wrong with this? Why are you so upset? Moshe said, this is not even a joke. This is pity on the sleeper. But what's the depth of it? It means you broke the chair of Hashem. Like Adam HaRishon, me disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. That's the damages. It says, G'dolah teshuvah shemagat at kiseh hakavod. The Gemara says, you know, Teshuva means has to go all the way up to the chair of Hashem. What is the chair of Hashem? The chair of Hashem. No, I don't understand. G'dolah teshuva shemagat l'kiseh hakavod. Teshuva hits, has to hit the chair of Hashem. He says, what does it mean? I tell you what, if you did something not 100%, you did a damage to the chair. That's the problem. The chair of Hashem is damaged. It means the kingdom of Hashem is damaged. You do teshuvah. You have to aim. You have to have in your head, I want to fix the chair. Our job in this world is to fix the chair. Because otherwise, he didn't do anything. Hashem doesn't care less. But Hashem gave us the Torah and said, this is 630 mitzvot. And if you keep it this, my chair is complete. If not, my chair is broken. It's happened. It broke, the chair was got broken in transit. It broke in transit. The idiots. No, it was a sign from Hashem. This chair was the chair of Shlomo. The Shlomo made so-called the shape of Hashem chair, and it broke. You know why it broke? Because Hashem's chair was broken. This was an imitation. This is so-called the thing that Hashem. Let Shlomo make exactly like him. And not only that, the Navi said it, Veishiv Shlomo al Kiseh Hashem. Navi described the chair that Shlomo set as the chair of Hashem. How important it is, we say it three times a day in Tefillah. Tishkom b'toch shalah mirach, Chesed David Avdach, Miyad b'toch atachim. What are you paying on the chair now? You understand? David should come. Say David should come. You said no. Hashem, please dwell in Yerushalayim. And? Okay, and what? Mashiach. No. Vechise David Avdach. But we need a chair for? What do you need a chair, David? You need a chair. David can come without a chair. You understand? David's chair means Shlomo chair. And then that chair is going to be in Beit HaMikdash. There's only one chair in Beit HaMikdash. Nobody can bring his chair. You come to Beit Knesset, you say, where's my seat? I say, listen, you better get used to it. You have no seat in Beit Knesset. Because you come to Beit HaMikdash, you say, where's my seat? It says, no seat for you. There's no seats over there. Why no seats? I mean my own seat. You can't bring your own seat. There's only one seat over there. Who? For the king. Well, I don't understand. What's the problem? You understand? The chair in Beit HaMikdash is the chair of Hashem. And nobody is allowed to have a chair. And our problem in life is that when we do something 100%, we damage the chair. And the Gemara says, Teshuvah, all of it can say HaKavod to the chair of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. So what happened in the golden calf is not the golden calf. It's been broken the chair. Okay? Now says the Torah, okay, now you should know, I give us a piece of information, that Moshe is the groom and the tablets is the wife of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says, now we're going to have something to be completed soon. I says, okay, Moshe goes downstairs, he breaks it. Breaks it, he says, no bride. The groom is a widow. Moshe goes up to Shemayim, pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu for 40 years, he says, no, Moshe, go downstairs, bring me that piece. He says, peace? Excuse me. What color? Sapphire. What size? 60 by 60. What's the weight? The weight of the mikveh. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, Moshe, shalom. Moshe dives down, says the Gemara. He goes to Home Depot, buys himself a shovel and a drill. Goes, started to drill in his own tent. Next verse, you know. He hits a rock. He takes all the soil. Piece of sapphire, yeah? The same size that was broken from the chair. The same weight. Moshe cleans it. This was on the 29th day of Av. On the 30th, Rosh Chodesh, Moshe goes back to Shemaim, takes off, comes to Shemaim, here's the tablet for the chair. That's the secret. Okay, she stays over there. Perfect, huh? Comes the Torah, says, I want to tell you something. He's kapara for the golden calf, huh? He don't understand. I want you to do Parashat Shekalim every year. You should know what Shekalim is. You know what Shekalim is? Kapara for the golden calf. What's the sin of golden calf? What is was? Golden calf was a damage in the chair, the tablet. It's not the tablet. The tablet is a piece of the chair. It means you should know. What you have to have in mind, all you life, is you got to fix the chair. It's not just teshuva. Teshuva has to reach and hit the chair. Okay, fine. So what do you want to do? I'll tell you what I want. I want everyone to give half a shekel. Moshe said, half a shekel? How are they going to fix it? He says, I'll tell you what. Hashem took from the bottom of his chair, from his seat, next to the place he cut the tablet, he took another piece now, made it in the shape of a half a coin. He says, Moshe, you see this? He says, this is from the chair. So you want me to tell Am Israel to give half a coin, and everyone has to give a coin, and to have in mind, coin of fire. What fire? What fire? Fire, because the chair is fire, blue fire. The chair is made from blue fire. I said, you want Am Israel to take the Torah out? And Parashat Shekalim, it says, Parashat Shekalim, Kapara, golden calf. I said, Kapara, how's it going to Kapara? Because the Kapara is that you have to know in your lifetime that the Teshuvah is not the golden calf. Teshuvah is the chair. And here Hashem said, listen, I'll tell you what, on the tablets I wrote the Torah, and the Torah was meant to put inside the Mishkan, is to tell you one thing. If you keep the Torah that is written on the tablet, because the tablet contains 620 letters, 630 mitzvot from Hashem, 7 chachamim, it means now you complete my chair. So this is your teshuvah. So go tell them, listen, we need you to give us a coin. The coin goes for Bet HaMikdash, for sacrifice. What's Bet HaMikdash all about? But I mean, actually, one thing is the tablet inside. The tablet inside is the chair of Hashem. And as the Gemara says, Moshe asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I will die, people forget about me. What do you think Moshe means, forget about you? Because the Gemara says, Moshe is the groom. Moshe is the one that originally brought us the tablets. Moshe is the one that the second time brought us the tablets, what he found in his tent, in brought Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, take this tablet. He went down in Yom Kippur, he said, listen, do a Mishkan, put the tablet inside. When your tablet is not, everybody gets to the finish, he says, what's this building? And this building is a piece of a chair of Hashem inside. Can you imagine the price of that somebody has in his hand? The price of a piece of a chair of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Without exaggeration, America said they brought a piece of rock from the moon. They never went to the moon. The whole thing is a shekel. But a piece from Hashem's chair, it says only to tell you that our job in this world is to fix the chair. How do you fix the chair? By having this tablet. What's that tablet? That tablet Hashem wrote on the tablet the Ten Commandments, and then Hashem rewrote on the tablet again. And I said, this is Torah, Torah. Hashem said, Moshe said, listen, Hashem, I'm going to die. They won't remember all these things. This is a very nice lecture. She said, no, I don't get it. They'll take the Torah, and they're going to Parashat Shekalim. And they take the Torah. You know why? Because the Torah is written on the tablet. And now they understand. Why did I take the Torah to write Parashat Shekalim? For what? I took the Torah out. What's the purpose? Because the Torah is going to complete the tablet. as a tablet without Torah is nothing. That's why Moshe broke it. Because the letters flew out of the tablet. And Moshe said, letters flying in the air. I said, but what is a tablet? It's a piece of a chair. What? Piece of a chair? The piece of the chair is going to be complete only if you keep the Torah. That's why Hashem kept this tablet with him over 2,000 years. And he said, okay, let's see. Hashem waited for us to say Naseh v'nishma. I said, okay, Moshe come upstairs. This is going to be the piece of this chair. I said, the parts are going to be finished, but downstairs and upstairs. And that's the Gemara says, Gemara, I tell you what it is. If you want to lift what? Keren Israel. Keren, David Avdecha Miyat Tatsmiach. You want to make Mashiach, the Gemara says, Parashat Shkalim. Why, how? Kitisa et Rosh B'nei Israel. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? I tell you. Kitisa when you lift Rosh. Rosh? Who is Rosh? Rosh B'nei Israel? Who is Rosh B'nei Israel? Kitisa B'nei Israel. Who is Rosh? Who is head? So you know what he says? Hashem is the head of Am Israel. Pasuk says it. Hashem is the head. You want to lift Hashem? So I tell you what it is. You want to lift Hashem? He says, what do you lift Hashem? Well, I tell you what it is. You read the second sentence in Sefer Bereshit. It says, Hashem so-called floats. Floats in the water in his chair. Gemara says, what's in the chair? He says, in the chair is Ruach Elohim Merachev. Who is Ruach Elohim? The Gemara says, Ruchos Shel Mashiach. A part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the wind that Hashem injects every Tisha B'Av in our time in Mashiach, that peace is floating on the water with the chair of Hashem. You must say, you understand? If you want to lift HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Tisad of Israel, you want it? Parashat Shkalim, Machatzit Shekel, that's why it forced everybody to give Machatzit Shekel. You know, Hashem doesn't need this half a coin from this poor person. This person, this is a new part of this golden calf. You part of the people, the so-called that broke the chair. We would like to give you a chance to fix the chair. Because your teshuva has to do with the chair. Can you give me a I got no coin. They said, listen, you have to participate. Because this is damage. I mean, you broke it. If you broke it, you have to fix it. I says, what is it all about? I says, golden calf. You participate, all of Israel were there. But it's true, Shevet Levi, Mr. Levi wasn't there, but still, Am Israel was sitting over there, and Shevet Levi did not protest. He should have protested, the Gemara says. I said, anyway, everybody is involved in the golden calf, and the Gemara says, the golden calf is still running after us. That every difficulties that a person has in his lifetime, a flat tire, you lost your wallet, everything you had, some percentage of that difficulties is golden calf. So what's the problem? I thought we would be done with it, you know. You need to be done with it. You don't understand. Every time you don't behave something, unless the punishment comes, it's because the damage in the chair of Hashem. That's your problem. Your problem in life is the chair, you know, not sins, not nothing. The sin do a dent, or Chas Shalom break something, or something do in the chair. Rest Hashem said, listen, Achzit Shekel, have in mind, most important parasha says Ari Yud Parashat Shkalim Yud. What's Yud? Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? Hashem is going to have a chair. Hashem is in a chair. I says Hashem is same color as the chair. I says what is it all about? Is you have to be in Olam Haba because Parashat Shkalim, because Parashat Shkalim is going to fix the chair of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. As well, says Rahamim, the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. The size was not 60 by 60. I don't know the size. Maybe somebody else knows the size. Looked like a stick. But was a blue color. And was the same weight of the mikveh, of the tablet. And that's, we read, Parashat Shmot, Sefer Shmot, you read, Moshe stick. No, Moshe stick. It's a piece of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem was very angry at Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe used the stick and hit the rock with it. You hit the rock with the chair of Hashem. And that's why the Chachamim said, eventually Mashiach come, Moshe is going to come together with Mashiach on the cloud with the chair of Hashem.
Amen.